Welcome. Thanks for streaming us or downloading and listening on your computer or MP3 player. Thanks for bringing us along. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Podcast Award nominated Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 100, First 100 Weeks. This is our 100th podcast this week, and I want to say thanks to all of you who've been listening to us from the beginning. Your emails and feedback and voicemails, as well as your comments to us in theater lobbies and on our chat pages, have been very, very gratifying. And I want to thank you folks who discovered the podcast somewhere along the way, in the 50s episode or in the 70s episodes, and then went back and listened to all the previous episodes in one go. That was above and beyond the call. Well done. You are the real heroes. But with our 53-city UK tour this fall and our performances across the United States, we've had a slew of new subscribers, which make us think that for many of you, this 100th podcast might be one of the very first RSC podcasts you've actually listened to. So this week, we want to celebrate reaching the 100-week milestone. There, that's done. And we also want to reintroduce ourselves to our many new listeners. We are now the fourth most popular performing arts podcast on iTunes in the UK. That's our highest iTunes ranking internationally. Way to go, Limeys! We're consistently in the top 20 on iTunes in both the US and Finland. The Finns I'm very proud of, since we've never even performed there live. But we Yanks could do better. Come on, you Yanks. I know we're a big country, but still. We're in the top 50 in Ireland, New Zealand, Norway, and Sweden. And I have no idea why we're so big in Scandinavia.
So come and join the navy of the men from Scandinavia. We are the four Norse men of the apocalypse. We sail the world in very big Norse ships. Four Norse men of the apocalypse.
And we're in the top 100 performing arts podcasts on iTunes in Canada, Holland, and Australia. So many thanks to our listeners all over the world. Except for you, Australia.